Manu Patra alerts dated the 6th of January 2020. Supreme Court has said that Vijay Mallya cannot choose pendency of his plea in the apex court to stall insolvency proceedings initiated against him in other jurisdictions. The court passed the order after the centre told the top court that Mallya used pendency of his plea to stall the UK court from delivering verdict in insolvency proceedings. Supreme Court has observed that says Section 9 of Prohibition of Child Marriage Act, 2006 is only concerned with punishment for male adult marrying a child. The anti-child marriage law does not intend to punish a male aged between 18 and 21 years for marrying a female adult. Supreme Court has sought an explanation from the Assam government over the allegation that the state coordinator for NRC was making communal statements. National Consumer Disputes Redressal Commission has said that a developer cannot cry force majeure to blame the delay in completion of housing project and deaths of workers at the construction site when the same has been caused due to lack of safety measures. Supreme Court has upheld a law framed by West Bengal in 2008 to appoint an independent commission for appointment of teachers in Mathursa. The court observed while upholding the constitutional validity of West Bengal Mathursa Service Commission Act, 2008 that the governments or organizations that aid minority institutions will now also have the authority to not just recommend prospective teachers but also appoint them directly. Delhi High Court has found Syed Ahmed guilty under subsection C of section 21 of Narcotic Drugs and Psychotropic Substances Act, 1985 for possessing a commercial quantity of heroin and has upheld the trial court's order sentencing him to 13 years of rigorous imprisonment. Rajasthan High Court has asked the centre to provide details of efforts being made to grant citizenship to minorities in neighbouring countries under the Citizenship Amendment Act, 2019. The centre has been given 4 weeks to reply. Madras High Court has held that a registered person making zero-rated supply shall be eligible to claim integrated goods and services tax refunds, irrespective of the circular on clarifications on exports-related refund issues, circular number 37 of 2018 Customs, dated the 9th of October 2018. Kerala High Court has held that for non-filing of goods and services tax returns under forms GSTR 3B and GSTR 1 cannot be a reason for detaining vehicles as the ingredients of the offence covered by Section 130 of Kerala Goods and Services Tax Act are not satisfied. Chhattisgarh High Court has held that on reading the case diary or any other material placed on record, if a prima facie case is made out against the accused, then the proviso to subsection 5 of section 43D of the Unlawful Activities Prevention Act, 1967 will get attracted and the accused shall not be released on bail. Madras High Court has dismissed the plea seeking removal of Tamil Nadu's governor. The court observed that the decision for withdrawal of President's pleasure under Clause 1 of Article 156 of Constitution is open to judicial review but in a very limited extent and as there is no need to assign reasons, any removal as a consequence of withdrawal of pleasure will be assumed to be valid and will be open to only a limited judicial review. Karnataka High Court has refused grant of extensions to the state government for filling up vacant positions of public prosecutors, senior assistant public prosecutors and assistant public prosecutors across the state, observing that 40% posts are vacant. Karnataka High Court has struck down the Karnataka Parliamentary Secretary Salaries, Allowances and Miscellaneous Provisions Act, 1963, upholding that the Karnataka State Legislature had no legislative competence to enact the act and the same is ab initio void, being ultra vires the Constitution of India. Securities and Exchange Board of India has said that companies which do not cooperate with credit rating agencies on disclosure of loan defaults will get issue not cooperating (INC) ratings. Securities and Exchange Board of India has come out with a new framework for a core settlement guarantee fund and liability of non-defaulting members of clearing corporations. The new framework provides provisions towards contributions made by intermediaries to the fund. National Companies Law Appellate Tribunal has said that the illegality of the conversion of Tata Sons from a deemed public limited company to a private entity stands, It further clarified that the observations cast no aspersions on Registrar of Companies, Mumbai and arm of the Ministry of Corporate Affairs. Central Board of Direct Taxes has extended the last date for taxpayers to avail a one-time facility to apply for compounding of income tax offences to the 31st of January. Central Board of Direct Taxes has notified changes in income tax returns forms whereby individual taxpayers owning house property in joint ownership and those who have paid 1 lakh rupees in electricity bills in a year or incurred 2 lakh rupees expense on foreign travel cannot file their annual income return using the simple ITR-1 form or ITR-4 form. Central Board of Indirect Taxes has asked Director General of Foreign Trade to tighten its system used for accrediting exporters after investigations revealed integrated goods and services tax fraud by some star status holding exporters. Reserve Bank of India has issued the cyber security controls guidelines for third-party ATM switch application service providers. RBI-regulated entities shall ensure that the contract agreement signed between them and the third-party ATM switch ASP shall necessarily mandate compliance with the cyber security controls on an ongoing basis and to provide access to RBI for on-site off-site supervision. Customs Excise and Service Tax Appellate Tribunal, Chennai has held that the spare parts etc. which have been used in the course of maintenance service are definitely considered to be sold and when sales tax has been paid on the value of such goods, simultaneously, one cannot charge them to service tax. Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, Delhi has held the loss arising from forfeiture of the advance paid on convertible warrants is a business loss. The tribunal further observed that where the assessee, irrespective of the period of holding the listed shares and securities, opts to treat them as stock in trade, the income arising from transfer of such share securities would be treated as its business income. Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, Mumbai has held that non-compete fee money received independently by non-resident Indian pursuant to an independent agreement shall not be taxable in India as there is no business connection or private equity in India for the assessee. Customs Excise and Service Tax Appellate Tribunal, Bangalore has held that very small aperture terminal equipment hire charges and very small aperture terminal usage fee is not chargeable to service tax.